We have a new executive director of the Downtown Development Authority, Coyne Spicer, joining us today of travel fame. But you've been working, Coyne, with the city for, what, about a year?
Yes. I started with the DPW on the water side of things, and excited to begin to work with the city and looking for opportunities within that. And my background, the perfect opportunity came up with the DDA, and I just couldn't wait to get involved with it. I'm fortunate to get the position. And my background put me and got me there.
Talk about your background in travel with your parents.
Absolutely. You know, born and raised in Jackson. We'll never go anywhere, although I always say I'm out of here when it's like this, but it's just Michigan talk. I love Michigan. Yeah, they all come back. They do. It's full circle. And I love Jackson. It's in my blood. So this is a great opportunity to do that. But my history, you know, outside of working in the beginning with my hands in construction, my mother and father over 40 years ago, my mother primarily started the Jackson Trippers by herself. Amazing lady. She'll be gone 2 years in May. Miss her dearly. My dad's still doing great. So they started that really from scratch for the love of people, understanding that there was a need. Went from a station wagon to full-size buses we ended up owning. Traveled all over the world, starting with small, organizing small groups. So I've been about 25 years full-time. And within that was just an array of everything, you know, from the day tours to the extended 2-3, now week. And we did it right. People would come to us, could you do some extended international trips? So it became international. And within that, learned so many different things in venues between planning organizations, how to properly move people, what needs are, how to meet those needs, and seeing communities all over the country. How do they function? How do they work in these environments of get-togethers? What are the things that people require to make these events successful? So seeing all those things really helped me build all my strengths to be in this position. Yeah, it was almost what was made for me.
Tremendous experience there.
Yeah.
So what is the Downtown Development Authority?
So it's interesting because
people confuse it with the economic development
or experience Jackson or things like that.
Right.
It's interesting. We all work together. I mean, it is all about the city, but the DDA is governed by a volunteer board of directors. The DDA is really, for the most part, separate from the city. Its goal and what it does is really we promote economic growth in the city. We encourage the historic preservation of the city, and then planning and improvement of the downtown areas. That is primarily it, and organizing events. Experience Jackson does a lot of events, and we do too within the DDA. We're primarily the downtown district area. We have it's sort of a strange layout of what actually is the DDA.
East and west.
East and west. It's a funny, and I don't even know how that came about, but it functions. And when it's said and done, our purpose is to serve the businesses that come into Jackson, as well as the people. Where the businesses come, where the people come, the businesses will be there and they'll flourish. So it's listening to their needs, whether it's a retailer meeting or having a sit down in our office. There are new businesses, as I speak, that are coming in that are looking at, can we get here? What kind of business can we put here? Or we need a space. So we're helpful in that area.
Yeah, I think where some of the confusion might come in is because we only hear about the DDA when they're putting on some event downtown.
Yeah, that's true, and I understand that, and that's when the DDA's name is splashed out there. We're always working behind the scene, and so many different entities that I could allude to what we do, and it's pretty vast, and it's exciting because it's more or less the groundwork for the development of what we're doing. From Food Truck Tuesdays, just for an example, Gus Macker that's coming in, the movie nights, and they're an ongoing. I think when we look at it between all venues, we have 80 events approximately. And still building in between that as well.
How many businesses?
So in the downtown Jackson area?
Well,
in that
district? be encompassed in the authority?
Well, as we look at it, there are 200 businesses downtown. You know what a lot of people don't know, Greg? It's an interesting fact. I don't think many people would guess this, but any given day, there are 7,000 people that work in the district, in the downtown district of Jackson, within the 200 businesses. If you look at businesses participate in different things. If you look at our gift certificate, it's a really neat program. There are 54 businesses that participate in that. Right now in the social district, which we can talk more about, there are 8 venues that are involved in that, and that's growing. So it really depends on what it is. It's what I want to present moving forward is we've had it, but a real open-door policy of the realtors, whether it's a realtor meeting, what are your needs, let's meet those, let's talk about moving together. And the business owners are so excited about what they're doing.
So you have to be excited about really kind of the rehab downtown over the last maybe decade and a half.
Wow, you know, and that's the beauty of what I'm doing. I'm not only do I love this, but now I'm getting paid to do it. What a bonus, because growing up in Jackson, I have so many stories, you know, from, I always say, riding my bike down to the Michigan Theater, going to the post office, what I thought was the Taj Mahal, you know, and just hearing it echo in there. But also through that, seeing this cycle of Jackson and now being part of the wave of the uptick, and seeing the energy there that I've never seen before, people wanting to come downtown, visit the retailers, the restaurants, and the different venues there, and coming and staying longer, which is really what we want to achieve.
Well, talk about the new district downtown and how that's going to work. How does that play in with what you're up to?
As far as
the entertainment district.
The entertainment district, yeah. So the social district itself, yeah, that's been really interesting. That's been years in conception, and we are not new to that. Many cities have done that, and we're modeling in the sense of what has been successful, what works. And there's been apprehension about that, and worked through that. And it's been wonderful. The kickoff was St. Patty's Day, so what a way to start it, right?
Nice weather,
yeah. But it wasn't a real good beta test, but moving forward, there's been more action. So that basically the district that is set up, people are a little intimidated, but where can I go and cannot go? Well, first of all, most of what we'll talk about today, if they go to jacksonDDA.org, it shows an out layout of the social district. So the long and the short of it is people can come in and be social and move from bar to bar. So meaning or restaurant to restaurant. Forgive me, you know, the retailer, not retailers, right. You can as well. So they'll come in, there's a cup that you acquire, you can take that cup from that establishment and you can walk within the social district. When you get to the next venue or establishment, you have to dispose of the cup. You'll receive a new cup when you enter that, and so on and so forth. So what they charge for the cups themselves are free, but what they put in a cup is their choice once they get in there. Right. But, you know, it allows them to circulate in the city. It's going to intertwine with the events that we're doing. So it really allows that ability to move around and just feel free and enjoy the cities and the districts there. So,
are you looking forward to all these events that you're going to...
I am.
Right in the middle of
it. I am. And, you know, I would be lying if my eyes didn't cross initially, but I knew they were there, and now you're in the reality of it. And that's really where I flourish because of the experience that I have. I don't look at it and go, oh, my gosh, how are we going to do this? I know what we have to put in line to make it happen. You know, I'm surrounded with great people. This is what's wonderful about the city. I wasn't really sure about that environment, not being unwelcoming, but just it's such a synergy there. And everybody wants everybody to succeed, and they're extending their hand. And that's really what it takes to pull this off, because I might get a good night's sleep in September sometime. But that's okay. That's what I do, and I love it. That's why I'm here.
So are you familiar with the board, or are you just meeting them? Or?
Yeah, you know, that's been an interesting part of it, because I have autonomy up to the point where I have, you know, 13 board members that I answer to, and they're very good at what they do. And, of course, they're a volunteer board made up of successful business owners or just people that want to be involved from all walks of life. And our relationship.
Well experienced.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And I love and enjoy that guidance because regardless of my ideas, it has to work, right? I mean, we all have to think through this. And I do have a lot of new ideas to build on what is there. I already do so. So, yeah, it's about does it fit? Does it look right? Will it work? And then, of course, you know, fundraising is big for us. You know, we work off, we're a nonprofit. You know, we work off the funding, the fund sponsorships for events like the car show, the cruise-in nights, and different things like that. And those sponsorships are open to the retailers. And that's a really good opportunity to get your name out there. We have different packages for that you can look at. There's still time to do that as we move in. We haven't gone to print yet. We'd like to have that done by the first cruise-in, which is May 26th. But If any retailers are interested, let me get you packages. Talk about what's involved. It's great exposure, great saturation.
So no funding from the city, no funding from the county, no federal?
No. When it's said and done, I mean, basically, there's a millage from the city that comes to fund basically my salary.
Yeah.
But really, the rest of the DDA is what we create. There aren't tax dollars, I mean, per se. There's property taxes and different things to get into that. But what we create is really our expenditures. How creative can we do and what can we do? Mm. We want to do so many different things in this city. We have ideas of expanding, you know, the speaker system further down and around the city and things that are already successful, but just making it work. How do you make it work? It's you watch your dollars very close.
You want to bring in more business? I'm sure there's a lot of businesses that have nothing to do with the DDA, but they're in the DDA district. You need them to be part of it.
You're absolutely right, Greg. And maybe they have their own ideas why that is. I think it's more of a case of do they know how important it is to be part of the DDA and what we can do for them. Because there are things that have come about, like the new grant, the facade grants, which numerous companies have taken advantage of. It's a really a nice opportunity to get a grant through the DDA to redo your storefronts and signage and different things like that. So there are great opportunities within the DDA. More than anything, probably just networking with other retailers. If you stay within that bubble, everybody inherently wants to work together. It's all about being successful and getting people downtown. Energy begets energy, and Jackson's moving. It's alluding to what you said earlier, it's the growth, the energy, it's contagious. It's wonderful.
So the district extends at least to the hospital. Does it go farther than that?
No, that's really it. So really, if you go east or Stewart, east or just past Henry Ford Hospital, and then north really is Ganson, as far south as Franklin. And it's interesting how it just kind of cuts around. And that's something else. People can access all our information. Everything's transparent from our financials, and everything is right on the DDA website. So you can look at that. But so, it's not hard and fast where that line ends. You know, we want to welcome businesses from all genres and opportunities downtown, and there still are plenty of great opportunities to be involved.
So I know you just started for a couple weeks. What big event are you working on? Or?
You know, it's interesting. You're working on what's happening today. We're working on, you know, May, right? And if you're not looking all the way out to the Christmas parade, then you're already missing something. So you have to be focused on initially what's happening and not only nurturing the things that are coming, but also trying to create things within that aren't necessarily on the schedule. The phone rings constantly. People are so excited about getting involved and doing smaller events, maybe on their property or a parking lot, which they just come in and get a special event application. We help them through that process. Maybe they want a band stage or something like that. We're there to facilitate that. That's why we're there.
Mm-hmm. So sounds like you're pretty excited.
Well, I am. You know, people, I don't know if that term's probably overused to express their feelings.
Well, no,
I'm so
I can
excited.
Feel it.
Right? Well, thank you. Thank you. And I think that's how I got into this position.
Yeah.
I was fortunate to learn people and the business the right way. And I'll give a majority of that to my mother and father. And have I honed that through the years? Absolutely. But it's listening. It's not about me. You know, I'm the facilitator for all this, and so really is the city and the DDA. We all have to be on the same path when it comes to that, listening to what are the needs of the retailers and the people that want to come downtown, what it's exciting to draw them there and keep them there.
So the The first car show is the end of May?
Yeah, May 26th. May 26th. And, you know,
that kind of is the takeoff, isn't it?
It really is, as far as the large events. There's already been a few in May, but that's the kickoff. And we were so fortunate in weather right across the board last year. But, man, even ending in September, it was busting at the seams. So, word of the wise, people that are bringing cars are going to get your applications in. It's not a formal thing, but, you know, we have to account and set up. But it's just expanded. We call it And Concert because, really, it's a full event. We have music there. You know, you have food trucks on board. It's just grown to be wonderful.
And it's crazy.
It is.
How that happened.
Yeah, and, Greg, you know, it started with, you know, just Michigan Ave, a little stretch right there, right?
Was, you know, 30 cars.
Yeah.
Now there's a couple hundred.
Yeah, at least.
They're all over the place.
At least, yeah. Now the thing is, you know, with growth comes challenges, which I welcome those, and it's wonderful. But now it's, you know, the positioning of the cars and not getting in too early, because we acknowledge those things for our retailers, right? It's great to bring people downtown, but our retailers also have to be as little impact as possible as far as impeding traffic into their storefront. So I talk about a lot about retailers, but they are important.
Yeah, but I think they love that one.
Oh, how do you not? Really? I mean,
when you bring that many people down.
Yeah, yeah. There absolutely is an influx of those people that are entering the stores or going in at some point. And if not, what I've always said, maybe it's their first time downtown. It's a tremendous exposure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, for the money and the new shops, and that's what we speak of. How do we get them to come back? Well, if they just walked around, they're probably going to come back.
Well, Coyne, great having you on, and sounds like you're off to a flying start. And I guess if people want more info, really get to your website. Right?
Absolutely. You know, my phone number, it's all right there. It's better for them to go and find that. I'm really good about getting back, although it's busy. You know, it's a priority to communicate with people. And, yeah, I appreciate the opportunity, Greg. You know, I've been fortunate. I'm fortunate in my life at all. I have a wonderful wife of 33 years and two wonderful boys, and to be in this community and be part of it now is great. I've never really had a bucket list, but one thing that was on there was to sit in the studios with GOC, and I checked that one off, my
you
man.
Get that
so
check.
So it is done, and I mean that.
We've talked on the phone several times, but you have not been out here, and great to see you.
It is. And, Greg, I mean, it's when I say this, we're so happy to have you here and in good status. You know, when I heard your voice come back, it kind of was, I don't know if it was on that level, but it was kind of like hearing Ernie Harwell in the spring.
Well, thanks, buddy.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Appreciate your
good
time.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.